The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The unmistakable theme from the movie Chariots of Fire from 1981, which gives us a clue as to this week's theme on Inside Hollywood. We're talking about Olympic movies. I'm joined by pop culture journalist and podcaster Dee Reddy. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, Chariots of Fire, some people love it, some people
not. I mean, I will say, without offering too much of a spoiler, it's probably the most intense movie you're ever likely to see about a scheduling clash. In that, that's how the two athletes come together. It tells the real life story of two British athletes in the 1924 Olympics. So you have Eric Liddell, and he's this very devout Scottish Christian, and his reason for running is for the glory of God. And then you have Harold Abrahams, who's an English Jewish guy who actually runs to overcome prejudice. But ultimately, like, it's a really interesting film about, you know, the personal and private reasons that people have for competing in sports, which is very, very interesting to look at, you know, in the midst of the Olympics at the moment. And then, of course, you have that superb Oscar winning score there that we heard a little bit of then. But it is a really nice story because it's two athletes who are ultimately trying to help each other out as well.
We move on to a movie which is quite the opposite.
Yes, indeed. So I, Tanya, which came out in 2017, it tells the real life story of Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan affair, where Tanya Harding's husband paid for somebody to injure her teammate, Nancy Kerrigan, so that she could compete at the Olympics.
We have a clip.
Did you... I mean, when I was a kid, did you ever love me or anything?
You think Sonia Henie's mother loved her? Poor f***ing you. I didn't stay home making apple brown Bettys. No, I made you a champion. Knowing you'd hate me for it. That's the sacrifice a mother makes. I wish I had a mother like me instead of nice. Nice get your s***. I didn't like my mother either. So what? I f***ing gave you a gift.
You cursed me. You're a monster.
Spilled milk, baby.
Spilled milk, baby.
Alison Janney is just superb in that film. And this was a great turn for Margot Robbie as well. I mean, she was coming off The Wolf of Wall Street. She kind of had the pick of projects, and she took one that I don't think a lot of people would have expected her to do. And she is absolutely superb in the role. And it's kind of a dark comedy in a way, the way they tell the story, the way it's made. But despite that, Margot Robbie does actually manage to make a pretty sympathetic character of Tanya Harding, which wouldn't necessarily be the easiest thing to do.
Now, you mentioned that it's a kind of a dark comedy. There's one that's an outright comedy, and that's Cool Runnings. Before we hear the clip, you better set the scene.
Yes, Cool Runnings, which came out in 1993, this is more loosely, shall we say, based on real life, but it is probably the first one that comes to mind when people think of the Winter Olympics. But it tells the story of the surprising competitors at the Winter Olympics, which were the Jamaican bobsleigh team.
All right, the key elements for a successful sled team are a steady driver and three strong runners to push off down the ice. Ice? Ice? Well, it's kind of a winter sport, you know.
You mean winter as in ice?
Baby?
You mean winter as in igloos and Eskimos and penguins and ice?
Possibly.
See you.
Where you going?
I'm going to take a hot bath. I'm getting cold just thinking about all this ice.
And that was pure comedy.
Absolutely. I mean, John Candy is probably the MVP of the film. And interestingly enough, it was actually the last film that John Candy made that was released in his lifetime, because unfortunately he passed away not long after, which is very sad. And it's actually, he's so good in it that it's almost bittersweet watching it, because you get a real sense of the performer that he was and what other great films that we could have seen come out of him in his lifetime. That, you know, it's funny though, in doing this, Pat, like the amount of films that are set at the Winter Olympics versus the Summer Olympics is kind of astounding, because there's another one, Eddie the Eagle, which is a classic underdog one as well. And that stars Taron Egerton.
I presume it's easier for the movie makers to find a location for a Winter Olympics and dress it up.
Totally.
Whereas trying to find a stadium to do...
Well, that's it. And funnily enough, I think like there's another Winter Olympics based one, but not really, which is Blades of Glory, which came out in 2007. And they didn't actually win the rights to use the Olympic names. So you have these comedic characters training the whole length of the film to be competing at the World Winter Sports Games, which is pretty funny.
And this was a remake.
Well, it wasn't a remake. So Blades of Glory, which came out in 2007, was almost like a spoof version of a 1992 romantic comedy called The Cutting Edge, starring Moira Kelly and D.B. Sweeney, where a disgraced ice hockey player has no other choice than to become a figure skater, and he pairs up with Moira Kelly, and they go on to not to be too much of a spoiler now, but they go on to great glory at the Winter
Now, during
Olympics.
The week, I've been watching the Netflix documentaries about Simone Biles and the gymnast, and one of the contributors was saying that time was when you could not be a black gymnast.
Yeah.
Or if you were successful, it had to be in the shadow of a white gymnast.
Absolutely, because gymnastics, I mean, it's one of the particularly bad sports in that way. But I mean, that used to be across the board, and that's really well told in the 2006 Dean film Race, which is it's a biographical film. It tells starring Stephen James and Jason Sudeikis, and it tells the incredible story, when you think about it, of Jesse Owens and his incredible triumph at the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin, Germany. That's a superb watch. Because
particularly, you bear in mind the Nazis and their master race theory.
Yeah,
you had to be white and blonde and German.
Well, exactly. And I think that really, really, you know, to have, and I mean, look, let's face it, America wasn't exactly perfect for black people at the time either. But like, it is, it's an incredible story. And
he wasn't
really,
received,
really well told.
He wasn't received in the White House when he went back to America after all his.
Yeah, and that's all covered in the film. It's it's one of the ones on the list that I hadn't seen before this week, and I gave it a watch, and I definitely recommend it.
Dee Reddy, pop culture journalist and podcaster, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.